Green Frog.
Hello.
We in school.
What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait when they're fishing?
What you do, get a stick and whack them up out of the ground? Fiorellus.
Okay. And can you think of any other kinds of worms people used to fish with?
Help me out with these boys with your fish, because he's a fisherman. I never fish.
How about it, Mr.
Law?
Matt?
How about what are some different kinds of worms that people use when they go fishing?
She said, you take a stick and look
over. Hey, I don't fish when anybody sucks the bait. They call them,
Fiorella.
Yeah,
Stinking Jim.
Flatheads.
Yeah, but you get them out the wood. But she said these kind, you get them out the ground. You wake them up out the ground.
Butterfly bait to come. You know, we fish with that. My dad used to have a bait bed. He kept it watered all the time, kept moist, and got to go to fishing. He'd go to the bed and deem some bait and go to fishing.
Uh-huh. He must have been a real fisherman.
Yes, ma'am. He was a fisherman. But I used to go with him. Shortly after I got grown, I fell out with fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stay there and worrying. He'd beg him to bite my hook, and I didn't have the patience.
Yeah, I know. Things like that you get interested in for a while, and then you drift away from them. What do you call particularly big worms that people used to fish with? Which would be the biggest worms people fish with?
Big worms. Biggest thing I know is flatheads.
Okay.
Grub worms.
Yeah.
Okay.
You grub worms, and where you dig grub worms out the ground too.
Oh, the grub worms, those fat white things?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings, and he flies around over ponds and lakes? See him in the summertime a lot.
Yes, it's some kind of mosquito. He may like a mosquito, but he's larger.
No, that's something different. Now, what I'm thinking about is the one that's just got a long body.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're blue, and sometimes they're sort of yellow looking, and they come in different colors. They're funny things. They eat mosquitoes.
They do. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, let me see. Are you familiar with the term snake doctor, or mosquito hawk, or dragonfly, or darning needle, any of those for an insect?
I had read about them.
But they're not local
no.
terms?
No.
Okay. Well, now what about the one that you said looked like a big mosquito? Now what's he?
It's a mosquito. It's a mosquito. Normal big mosquito would fly around.
Mosquito. They got another one in the shape of a mosquito, they call him, he bite wasn't a mosquito, what could you call that?
Gala nipple?
Hmm?
What, a gala nipple?
I think
that sounds familiar to me too. Those are those great, great big things, aren't they, that look like mosquitoes?
They're not, they look like a mosquito, but they're a little larger than a mosquito.
Uh-huh. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and it looks kind of like a wasp?
A dirt diver.
Mm-hmm. What do you call nuts that grow underneath the ground?
Peanuts. I'm thinking I think of something else. Chufas. See, I think I know. Peanuts. Chufas. That's all.
Okay.
So like thicket at the time, I might think it's a book of New York.
Have you ever heard people call them goobas or ground peas?
Yes, ma'am. Goobas, ground peas.
Okay.
Well, that's peanuts, they call that. They call peanuts, some people call them ground peas.
But they're all the same thing.
They're the same thing.